Here also, I thought to her mail, she does not give back the big tape at all. She's Koresha, seems that she won't give back the big tape. That's why the ratio is not going to have to give that on the ocean, he's not going to think of others. He's getting at the piece of paper, so it's not to his prophet Babir. And the same Shiva, he would have also been not to his prophet Babir. And the reason why it's not is because it's not impossible, because he said it in the Losh and Abomna. So since it's not my Shiva, it's never asked, it's my Bokma, my Shiva. So then Tyson points out this poses the problem of that opinion in Gittin the Fire and Hedekah. There is a rule, one of the Mishnah behind this, that you need the time I have a snake garden, Ram Tabra, Ram Tabra, there. Contradicts Rabbi and Kibushi Zabal on the day. So Rabbi says, I give you the first 2 days of Tukas in each of them on the Zabal of Medim. So if I buy wood and I give it to someone else, this is by law. I say, here's Taylor as you say, I give you the Tukamatana, I'm enough to have it. On the condition that you give it back. If you don't give it back, so it shouldn't belong to you and you won't be you. Fair enough that you're saying you're Rabbi Zabal. And you have to admit, the Rabbi says that that's acceptable, that's legitimate, that's a matana, not last, which from a common sports of a man, and you have to admit from Dalai Min. So Taisus is bothered with the Kashi, Taisus there is the Kashi too, and the solution that comes on the base of the air. How can that be good? Isn't it like Maisa the Dover Echo? The Maisa is the Kenyan, he's giving the Esrik to the other person, and the Tanai is on the condition that you return the Esrik back to me. If you finish, yes, it should be kosher. At the time, you give it back, not that you cut it off on little pieces and give it back and slice it. So, the other problem is saying, if you are yotzo, long as zero, no yotzo, it's in the time, right? So, the devil, I should say that it's my bottom of my design, even when it's zero. So, it's also zero. So, the patient has two answers. The one answer the patient says is, but it's not like a proposition. Rather, in Kiddushin, the bottom of the page, because the thing is accepted. Rabbi says that disagrees with that opinion on that in the fine name of Al-Fugiti. He also says there is no such thing. That Ryan Rice and Abraham is not accepted. That's the one suggestion. Then Persian has another suggestion. Persian gives another suggestion to Kikushin that fall on the base. If you've already said on Ayan and Al-Fugiti, it's not in the Rice, it's not acceptable, it's not valid. The Gemara day was working on the assumption that Al-Minas is not Kemiyashu. There's two touches tonight. This is tonight being the Tanayashu. Let's say this is Harayat Mugreshit Menedi in the area of Shom. So it is, and when it rains, then you get this calm. But if it's Harayat Mugreshit Menedi Meyashu in the area of Shom in Ramapur, so then if it rains tomorrow, then they get Obihau, then not rain. They part also that, yeah, in cases like that. What's the difference whether they get this Chal Mayash or they get this Chal as of tomorrow? So Mar says a lot of differences. Let's say he gives her get married and he says in the area of Shomim. And then the get is destroyed, the get is burned, or it's torn up before it starts to rain tomorrow. If he says I made the get this Mayash or the get of Shomim and Mahar, so if it rains tomorrow, the get is coming up on rain. So today when he gave the gift, the gift was intact, so it was good. But if he didn't say the word, they actually said, there is a gift, but in the end, so it means if and when. So then the gift is going to be at that time. So that's called calls the kingdom. The gift is already destroyed. At the time it's supposed to take effect, then it's over. So the mark presents there, my plate is up on nine, my plate is on the right now basket. In Lashu Vidyat, when the person says, there is a gift, Al-Munah, to the end of Shalom. Al-Munah means the same as Ne'asha and Losh of the other. And whatever was Losh of the other in his Mara Talmud is not necessarily going to be Losh of the other in his Mara Talmud. That could be that the language changed over the years. The Mara has an Adorim. You have around 30 blocks of new Masech and Adorim. But the Mishnayos have details. The Mara has details of that when a person says he's not going to eat this and he's not going to do that and he's not going to do the other thing. What does he mean by that? What's included? Because in the Adorim, Aloch Abba Losh of the other. So the Miri almost has a comment, he returns the theme of the Miri. That the Gemara gives up Sa'at. So the Miri almost says, that is in, that's what the Lashon means, both the Makar and both the Zman. And Eretz Yisrael is the days of the Tanayim, that's what it means. The Zman is in Eretz Yisrael. They speak a lot of Nikos, but it's not going to necessarily be the same as it was in Zman and Gemara. So here also, the Gemara has an Akhoi Kispat Tanayim. Then they have an Akhoi Kispat Tanayim. It could even be that the language, the usage of the language, which for the days of the Tanakh to the days of the Amorite, But Amram lived in Eretz Yisrael in an earlier generation. Amram lived in Balkon in an earlier generation. So it could be switched. The Marla Machlokes, where the Almanach, he didn't say that actually, he said, I really mean the Almanach year of Yushan and Kumbach. The Almanach, did he understood the Tasha? Why not? So we passed him along, like we had me. The Kola and Almanach, the Kola and Yashan done. That these Almanach have the connotation, have the meaning of Yashan. By the way, the Machlokes didn't mean much. So there's a day in Yushan, and all of the that opinion in the Gemara. The tonight I said the Dover Echo is no good, but and that's the reason why I read the Gita Kalmanasha Fatnibili, Fanyar, is Liberation. Why? Because if tonight the Dover Echo is not available tonight, because it's not looking at the day but the Ubin. So it's Tanai Bottle might be fine, so since it's Tanai Bottle. So the guest is good even if he's not, even if she doesn't get it back then, even if Loya is here. The place is explained in their intuition. I didn't even say there's a new cloud, another one of the missions they have tonight. Like we assume, you have to have tonight Kohl, you have to have Tinkan of Lach, you have to have tonight by the Maitre, you have to have tonight Shech of the Kaddish, should be Master Mashpat Batur. These are the missions they have tonight. So not that we more meant that one of the missions they have tonight is that you learn that from the Kohl and the Kuvain, and you have to have tonight the Dobrach, and Maitre the Dobrach. No. I thought I'm not going to have to respond. If you arrange the Eilat Esri there, on the condition that you give it back after you'll be here. So I want you to be present in the Esri now, and when you give it back to me, your kingdom now is the intended when you're giving it back later. So that clearly means Be'asha. It doesn't mean you should be present in the Esri, even when you give it back. No, it has to be under this rabbinic nine each of them. The way that he means may actually use of the Esri now, he says, because of the Esri now. So since he meant to be present, Eilat Esri is meant to be present now, and the Tanai is to be fulfilled later, true, it's Tanai, I said, but that is never an issue. That's not a school. When the Gemara thought that I had an hour, but Tanai, I said, there's no good, they thought that this process, the Merkshani Gittin, was going according to the opinion of the Chachamim there is. That Almanach is not kind of my actions done. So he says, I read the Gita Chamanash and that's been with Fabio. He needs to say, I read the Gita and the get should be held if and when you give it back. So that's a time safe for the Lahamadis. So the time that it's actually the get can't be held. When she's going to give it back, it'll turn out that it's associated part of the Babia. So it can't be. You have to do understand at this point. He didn't take back everything. He's taking back the paper with the writing. And take back everything. He says, I read the Gita, and the Gita shouldn't be moved at all. So that's a sign that I saw Allah might. That's what the Gemara meant by Tanai might be Zohar. Tanai, that's so he says, the Maitre is not a valid Tanai. Tanai, that's so he says, the Maitre is not a valid Tanai. But the way we pass from Allah, that Kola and Amdal, the other one, Ashur Dami, then it comes out that there is no reason, there's not going to be a story on Tanai might be Zohar when you say, on the Russian fact, you will be the Yom. It won't be absolutely given to get, there's no problem. The get is calm now. On the condition of later, she'll give it back to you. Just like my father-in-law. So these are the two opinions of Tyson. How do you understand Tyson's execution going on the base? And the two opinions. That Tyson only had one opinion. Tyson understood that the more I name an hour, the first version I name an hour, and try my effort to be taken literally. That there is an opinion in the Gemara that requires that tonight should be in some object other than the object with which you're making the Maestro. And Rabbi rejects them. The other opinion that they said was not. The Tanah Maestro is over there, there's only the time. If the Tanah is such a La Maestro. Okay, so that's what we accept for a lot of this process. I really get a Hanarsha, Hanarsha leaves any questions. Hanarsha, that's really the Hanarsha. That's not a problem. What is the Gemara have to stop in? Boy, Rakhova. Let's say you wrote it again. If you get that stop light, then you have to do that thing at the bottom. And have three empty spaces between the first line, the second line, and the second line, the third line. And he wrote it on expensive paper. So he wrote it on valuable partial dog. They wrote it on something valuable or expensive, a piece of leather or parchment. And the husband says, Ben Shifa, the Shifa, Ben Pei, the table. I'm giving you the get, the paper on which the I'm not going to give you Oisik's. Oisik's part of the Babia, that won't be valid. I'm giving you the get with all the paper and parchment under the letters, but the big empty space in between each one of the lines, I want you to cut it out and give it back to me. So the Gemara has a suffix, is that acceptable or not? A sheet of a sheet of the table to table, my table. What's the shayla? What exactly? Why is that suffix? So let's see the next line. The Gemara says, how can that possibly be good? We have our line, say, for Hefer Amrachmon, and we'll shine the Shloshes card. But as he points out that we really, there is a machlokes, or he has a gmiz lachachamim, what does the word sefer mean? The kasul of sefer kis forgives, and he says, vega papal on the bay, that it means the word sefer means parchment. And you need to mean this day, you're not sefer, that it's not bali bali, and it's not oichlin, alcohol. No. You can't, the Gavir said, look at the old position, you can't write it here, come on, I'm right on. But we don't pass my Gavir. Gavir said, listen, but you know, the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment. The word Sefer means the text of the Gavir. Sefer. So if the word Sefer means the text of the Gavir, so how can you dash and say, for heaven, I'm not going to go to Slime and Slime and Slime. Slime and Slime and Slime sound like you're talking about pieces of paper. That is his point, that Abogat, the Gavir, I'm going to say, for the Peter's garden. Even though we are still against her, he's like, we the word saying doesn't refer to the parchment, to the ground upon which the oration is, it refers to the text that we get. It says, nonetheless, it comes from Hashem and Allah, Rosh is off. It's still Darshan, and say that the little Spanish person is fine. It's a little bit theoretic, but we have a lot of times, different levels of interpretation of the parchment. Like we were speaking last week about the parchment in the opening parchment, Kenny Spatha. It's the name of Spatha, Misha Tosha, and Nature of Mind, two levels of interpretation. Asher Tosha was Mayan. These are the things that you should present to all the body partners, the men and the women. The Nishma Kosovi, Shemishma Kalahim, Shabbatar. So the word is Mayan. All Kosovi means, Moshe Rabbeinu should present the Dinim to the Maidan, all the laws of the Zikim, all the laws of the Chodesh, that apply equally to the men and the women. And you are at another level of interpretation. Even the Shabbatar, Shabbatar, the Dinim, when the body partner has its integrity, they should present its integrity to Dayan and Snuchin, pertaining to Dayan and Snuchin, the Lord of Mayan and Yod. So there's two totally different interpretations on the topic, where they mean, these are the dealings that Moshe Rabbeinu should present to the Amoraim, the men and the women. But when you have interpreted the Baba Batim, should present the interpreted to Dayan Shmuel. So there's really two different levels of interpretation. You have a lot of times like that. Mikra Ehad Yodim Akam Atayim. Ahad Zib Avakim Shpayim Zul Shamayim. I thought it was two. So the Baba Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that it has more than one level of interpretation. So here also, because of those sacred reasons, the word sacred means referring to the text that we get, the ink. But it also refers to the fact that we get should be written on that piece of paper. You know, that's what Dear Saint Lady says, the word sacred means parchment. And we really don't accept that, but it refers to the background that the text is written on. So we have such a similar thing by the cycle. It says by the cycle of Kasama, that the cycle has to take the word of Allah. She has to swear that she was not Mizana, and then she has to accept the curse, and then she was Mizana. She's accepting upon herself the curse, and she died this week for Shunan. What she did in my mind was not poisonous. It doesn't taste good, maybe it's been a little bit of offer at the Karamishna, but it's not at all poisonous. And this whole Parsha Sefer is a miracle. It's the only place where the Torah promises the miracle of Yom HaGoel. That if the woman is guilty, she'll die this week for Shunan. If the woman is innocent, the Nixon of Israel's art, she didn't have any children before she was able. The third promise is a miracle. And Yerushalmi tells us that there were some women who couldn't have any children. So they went through the whole pantomime. And they believed that they were having an affair with someone else, whether that the husband should be a Kalina. Then they went to the Mixon and then they had babies. It's the only place where the third promise, usually we always say anything of Mahana here. Third promise is a miracle throughout all the generations. So again, so by saying that the woman has to take the source of Sreta, they have to take the score that it says, because of a coin, that's all the Zayla Bazayla. A coin has the right, you can't have a Zayla without a coin. A coin has, yes, she took the score because she took the score too early to write. So a coin has the right, it's all the Zayla, you have to be sure, straight cook the score. He writes it Bazayla on parchment, there it says Bazayla. So all the time I'm agreeing that the word Bazayla means on parchment. So the more the Adarsh is open, the place that I can tell from another, that's the same ground where the Shlamish Kosh is part. That it says in the Mishnah, Kosvah, he writes the Parsha Soita, the Gila Soita, the snake up in on two different pieces of parchment, then it's possible because Sefer Rachamim Rachmona, the Shlaim Yishloish is from. So here it also is, Sefer Rachamim Rachmona, the Shlaim Yishloish is from. And nonetheless, there's a Mishnah, is the continuation of the command of the family of faith that says, if the husband, the slaves are looking on one column, and she and his son, he left over, he wrote on one column, and didn't finish writing again. So he continues on top of the next column, and it's okay. How come we don't say that two columns of Shnei Svar are compared to it? So you say, if he writes the Shnei Dapin, it's possible, and he say, if he writes the Dapa Sheni, the Dapa Sheni is written on two different Dapins. He says, but if he has this caution, and you have to exact same question, say, whatever, so that's explained, the din is exactly identical. When it says that the answer is that the Shnei Dapin Stub, it doesn't mean two columns. You write two columns on one piece of parchment, it's all that better. It means that you wrote on two different pieces of cloth. So you have to read Shnei Dapin Stub, Kaka Shnei Dapin, two different pieces. Well, that one, the Mishnah says, right, that says if you write on two Dapin, the Mishnah is used the same word. It says, Shnei Dapin, but I say it's possible, the Shnei Dapin may have this caution. So that's explained. The word is the same, but it has a different meaning. Shnei Dapin says that he's two different pieces of parchment. And Shnei Dapin, that's very nice by the gate. The question is two columns on the same piece of paper. The same piece of parchment. There it is. There is the din in the sense. Say, for example, the Shnei Dapin is one. Let's say the husband wrote the gate on one side of the page, and then he didn't finish. He turns over the piece of paper, he writes the rest of the gate on the other side of the page. But it doesn't say what the din is there. He writes on two columns on the same side of the page. That's how patients interpret the mission of the common say, my dear, it's good. He writes two different pieces of paper, get a violation of Sefer Echad, the Shlaim Shlosh's part. But it was written on the other side of the paper. Remember many years ago, the Rabbanim was discussing, it's unclear in terms of what's the name of such a case. Now the Mishnah had a little bit about this. The Mishnah discusses there was one of the imitations of the Sefer Shabbos, a pair called Kislev. The Gemara has a few lines there, a few brightens of that seed potato there. So the Gemara has seen it, and it says that there has to be written by a Jew, the Shema, a Bachman, a Jesus, Sabashur, the Takim, and all story, and all work. So the, and it has to be sewn together, the piece of Bachman has to be sewn together, otherwise it doesn't have a conclusion of potato there. The Tashis has one suggestion, and I have two of these better reading, Mark. The one suggestion, that all of these rules and regulations only apply to the Hamisha Homeshaber. The Levi Ksuvim, if it's printed on paper, it's also good. So that's why the Magen Avraham and the Taz both have a suggestion. I think the Magen Avraham and Lucas Kriyas Atara on Shabbos, since the information they say, if I'm not mistaken, both Taz from the other day, and the Magen Avraham and Lucas Kriyas say that they both have this idea that if you don't have a cloth, how to lay the Haftar, more correct is to lay the Haftar from the cloth. If you don't have a cloth, rather than to read the Haftar from a pencil punish, it only has that section from a year, you have that section from a lochim that you lay name, you should take the whole state of a lochim, the whole state of a lochim, the state of shomim. What you accomplish is state of shomim. It's not written on parchment, it wasn't pencil. By Jews, it doesn't have talking, it's not sabashur, everything is incorrect. It is lahachmeg, according to the one opinion, it says it's a very focused thing. Yet, my seven shabbat, and by the name of Sukh, you don't require all of these conditions.
That's
a good
paper, the whole
No, you have the whole take of you. So that's one opinion. So the Talmud Ish and Rashi Ovechi make fun of that chief. They say that that's not what we need to do. But then we're not worried. If everything is written, that one opinion is that if everything is written on paper, and all the pieces of paper are connected, it's sewn together, glued together, and you read on one side. Here, everything is clipped together, and you read one side, on the aleph on the face, on the aleph on the face, on the aleph on the face. So they hold it as a question that there's no hemshah from one side of the paper to the other side of the paper. There's no hemshah. And you know, we're used to it. That's how we read books. That's an English book, a Jewish book, all books are like that. You read one side of the page, the other side of the page. So they thought that in halacha, there is no mishnah. So the way they're assuming, if they have another question, no mishnah, that should be a violation of sefer echad. So the shlaimish was just from this one, and two different pieces of paper, there's no mishnah. So you write yes and yes on one side, and you get on the other side. But we also know this. The meaning by the Megillah is that before we begin to lay, this is Nikri Geret, so usually when you get a letter, you fold up the whole letter, you hold the whole letter. You know how capital that is. So we must demonstrate the state of iniquity here. But the McGill is on this north side of the club, and it is this ground. The other is that we fold up the whole McGill, and everything is ready to be read before we begin. But the half of the McGill is going to be on one side of the platform. But now, so there is a meaning of Sefer, those times, those are smart both by the McGill of Sefer and by Yeshua. And then it's when there's no contradiction, either of the thing on the side, it sounds like there's a discrepancy. That by the Gila Saita says that he ran on 2,000 Stubas, and later on that event said he ran on 2,000 Sheva. But it says the word Dachshund has a different meaning. There he says it means 2 different things for Bachman. Here, the Gila Saita has to be written on Bachman, but where it says Vaseva, because Bachman is on the side of Vaseva. The Vaseva means on Bachman, right? Seva means Bachman. Here, yes. And yes, I really hope the word Seva means the word Seva means Bachman. But then we dash to the cut of the Tomahawk, anything that's doing in the state, such as the exclusion of Rosman and Balagat. And the Chachamim disagree that the word says it doesn't mean Quashman, it doesn't mean whatever you use, doesn't even have to be doing in the Quashman. Okay, but there still is a thing of Shabbos Shiva. So the Gemara asks the question if the husband gives the guest to the wife, and in between all of the lines, the big space, between the first line, second line, third line, he says, the whole guest of yours, only the Oishias with the parchment of the paper under the Oishias, and all those scripts of paper, if you leave the lines, I retain ownership for myself. So the Gemara says there's nothing to discuss. The Gemara says that certainly not good. The paper clay, you should say, what is the by of Rapha? This is sure no good. Shaker Acharon, man, was not as much as fun. Certainly not good. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about getting to a tree that is a Buddha. It's not that everything is connected. What do you think everything is connected? The Tosfos has two ways to transfer the word to the Gemara. The one way is that you wrote it, yes, and you wrote like a script, like you write sloppy in script, and all the letters are connected, and the letters on the second line, some of them are touching the letters on the first line, and the letters on the third line, some of them are touching. Either you would remove all of the parchment, all of the paper, in between the lines, you just give the wife the ink that has the text of the get, it's background, the lighting. But since every line, all the letters are connected, he wrote in such a way everything's connected, and each line has some ink that connects the second line to the first line, the third line to the second line, so everything's connected. Even if you cut out everything in between, you hold it up like this, all the letters will be connected. Yeah, like a paper cut. Exactly. With all the doctors, like, what do you call it? Invitational. Okay. So that's the one shot inside. It's in the order. All the letters are connected. This is working on the assumption that there's no issue, there's no problem of book and fill in it yet. If it is by the purpose of Zuzan, you have to book and give the building parchment in every letter in the purpose of Zuzan, have to have empty space around it. If you have two letters of touching, that's possible. And then the Machlekes, the Rim Machmas got this, even if you have no one box. And he goes to the end of the parchment, Regalachov touches the end of the parchment, and he does not. And the gear between two oysters, not two oysters, are touching, just as there's no more good will. So Rim Machmas and Shokanov, that's also wrong. It was also not that that should be kosher, because when you love the Chav, so you write the God first, then you write the one, Regalachov. So before you got, a mashal before the bottom of the cloth was very written, so it's very kosher. So what's the problem? Just because you continue to write a mashal on the bottom, the problem is that it's very kosher. But if some shulchan is good machmah like that, even if the regular chav goes to a tofa cloth, it's all the problem of mukhan gibil. Gibil is a type of parchment. There's gibil, there's cloth, there's the tzustas. Okay, the gibil is the whole parchment all together. And then the practice in the days of the Gemara was they used to split the parchment in half. So one half of it would be called the Sustas, one half would be called Klav. And the Gemara was when the whole thing would go together. The Gemara there, as he writes in Masechta Shabbos, there are these things in our Masechta Shabbos. Our practice is that we write the Tertum, the Tertum has to be written on Gemara, I think, and Tillin is written, I think, on Klav, and I think the Sustas is written on and the solicitors and the many grades that he read everything under the same parchment. He used the same parchment to all three sectors, and this is exposed to the problem that you're giving the council. So we're trying to work on that. Why we don't have three different types of parchment. But the word real means parchment that's full, that he didn't split it in half. He used the whole thickness of the parchment. The mokel fail, this is what the word means. The mokel fail is the data that person is based on the person who starts on the Zuzan text, which are represented by the Zuzan. So, who starts on, how do you translate? Who starts on, or his son? Who starts on? You should write the word of Parashu Shema, the Ayyam Shema, and say, who starts on, the Ayyam Shema, the end of the Ayyam Shema. So, that has the connotation of Ksiva Tam. Ksiva Tam means the perfect, beautiful sound. The Torah should not be touching each other, and every other should look and feel, even if the long cross touches by the pain, also a violation of Ksiva Tam. So the question is whether that gives a cause of Ksiva Tam only if cross touches the return to the Zuz, it doesn't even carry over to it yet. So according to this one shot in the word, let's feel as if Uro, if all of the letters of the get are all connected, and then there's some ink connecting the second line to the first line, there's ink connecting the third line to the second line, and he gave his wife all of the ink with all of the parchment on the paper under the ink. He only put the sheet of the sheet or the paper of the paper now. But all the letters are connected, everything was connected, so it's like a paper cut. So then there wouldn't be a problem of China's solution part. It wouldn't pose that problem. But it's really the word, that's don't jump. Yes, Tesis, the Rishonim are not so convinced of this system. Even though the Tosfos will start coming, only appears in connection with Mezuzah, but nonetheless, we abide also to fill it and to say for there. So, maybe we should apply also to again. Maybe we should apply to a Megillah study. Maybe we should apply. Whenever there's a theme of Ksiva, whenever there's a unique Ksav, the Ksav has to be Ksiva Tam, which is, it has to be Mukav Kriya. There's even a Gemara in Masech HaShav, which is looking at HaGosh Oshri, on the first period, this is all quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Ezra. You look at HaGosh Oshri on page, starting page on the Aleph, on the second column, Pasuk the Sefer HaTrumah. He quotes that for generations, that the top of God such as Terek Aleph, Simon Beis, he is the left line of Simon Beis. The Gemara said on the hand of Beis that it's improper to introduce Kumbis in Yoni Gittin that didn't exist in earlier generations. Kadesh Alola Hatila Vachit Arishan. So here, all of our Tesis had this discussion. The practice was for many generations that they used to write Gittin and they didn't write Tagim. The only Pesachim in the day, we've got to put on the Zuzah. They get there, they have the Pesach. Okay, some of the Baal HaTeis, they thought, oh, so the Tehu Shem Gemara, not Tehu Shem Shabbos, the Tehu Kabayna, around that, for a cool Tehu Shem, I think, it starts with the Hakai Tehu Shabbos. One of the Rabban used to say jokingly, you can write, you can know the first 100 Blatt in Shabbos, and you never got to the Aleph Beis, a little bit of Shabbos, because our guys for Aleph Beis is not cool Beis. First time in class, don't talk about Malacha Ksiv of Shem, talk about other things. Because the other things is not accurate. So the Gemara there sounds like it says that if a person writes on Shabbos, Zion, he's only Zion after Rosh Hashanah, you see that he writes to Zion. So he's only Zion if he puts Tagim on the two Zion. How is it, boy, do you only have to love? Boy, do you? The Gemara says, he's only Zion if he writes those letters. Shinayin Ket, Nun Zayin, Yimu Tzak, Shasim Ket, of the seven letters in the Constitution of Guartagin. So the Gemara sounds like they said, the Tagin is a din in Kaisei Bishan, because you do the same with the Shabbos, but that Tagin is not Kaisei. So this led Tzami Shem to believe that Tagin is not a unique doctrine to say the Constitution is required in Shabbos, and it's required in Ket. I, in this generation, believe the right people without Tagin, so they decided to come into this real home and they're going to sit on writing time. So the many Rishonim said, you're not allowed to do that. Shalala Hatila, I'll give you the Rishonim. We are the self not like we said the name of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega has it as true this. He disagrees with the Tajin writes the famous later on the Tajin that you can either go to school, you're not on the Yoda, Yad, or you can do a Kenyan Hakbo, or a Kenyan Mashiach, let's say you put the guests into the Yahusha, and after the guests, after the guest is sticking out, We solve it, we get choices. But if you make a certain amount of time, it's called the attitude. We solve it up, we get some time. The whole guess is this side, you have to reach. Or somebody gets a picking up above, you have to reach. But if it's sticking out on the side, so whatever is the other, yeah, whatever is sticking out on the side, it's like, oh, and maybe there's a type of other rubber trip yet. So it's a sense of fish, like, one machine car accepts the rubber yet. So the practice for many centuries was that they weren't not fit so much that the whole get should be so folded up. They have to fold it up so tiny that the whole get fits into the other issue. Practice always was, the other get would be from shoot up and die. And the moment of this garage would be king out of the you need to change the practice, and he said, it's not a question of it's possible. The woman is not in Gresham. I am not about to introduce the woman as Kedisha Lava and Tilava, he's not ashamed. But he says, no, that's if he's introducing something that he knows the Chumrit, you know, he can have a discussion about it. He might introduce Chumrit. And he says, this is not a Chumrit, this is a real thing. Taka, they just look in front of those women from the early generations, not them, they get not Taka, not good. That was not what the Bali had said and insisted over here. All the kids don't give them the earlier generation, which didn't have time. So they said it's talking on good because the Gemara says the Shabbos, not the Shabbos, and Parakapoina. When you see that the Shabbos without talking, that they're not kind. They think talking is a din in Sab and Kala Tarakula. Not just they didn't say the Tarakula and Zul. But they understood, these Rishon understood that you carry over all the demons from Sefer Taira to exceed it by the end and to exceed it by Shabbos also. Yeah, this is very clever that how can it be? If you can write, the get can be written in Jarvis Rennes, and how can you say that if you can be written in English? So how can you make it write in Hebrew when you need Tachi? You don't need Tachi at all. So the pastor says that this is based on the premise, it's based on the assumption that the get means not giving Tachi. Either there's a Mishnah later that says that the get is written in the promise is good. But those who shine in the very minority opinion, the finding opinion of Mishnah. Minority opinion of Mishnah. And the get can only be written either the Ksav Ashur or the Ksav Yudis because of the Mishnah in the Gila. And if the third can be written either the Ksav Ashur or the Ksav Yudis, and that's all. Ksav Yudis because it's the Yaakov Kimli Yadis, the Yishnah Yom Hashem. Yeah, because the Shoyevas will be brought into all the Shem, provided the 31. So if you work on that assumption that it get the only two alphabets that are recognized by Allah, Parmivan is and Ashur is, so then you can say that Ashur is has to be not good with Tagim. If you don't have Tagim, it's not Ashur is, and it's not Ashur is, it's not good yet. But this was a little cheat that we had in Parm, and you said something else, and you said something in. You said it with me. So the Gemara says that if a shtar parso, a shtar is written as Persian alphabet. The Gemara says, of course it's good. It says in Mishnah, the Kamon, Pendayim of the Bay. The Gemara used to say something, of course, the Mishnah, the Kamon, Pendayim of the Bay. Yet, because Ksava Hebrews, or Ksava Yavanis, the text of the Gemara is written in Ashurit, so the text of the Gemara is written in Yavanis. So the Gemara understood the Mishnah to mean that any language is good. According to those who shine it, only a God and assurance is good. Parso would not be good. What does the Gemara say? Mishnah says all languages are good. One to say that all languages are good. I can say that if you're writing a Ksav Ashur, it can't be Gora. We print books today, we print books in Hebrew. If you don't recognize not Ksav Ashur, so call it modern Hebrew alphabet. So it's a different alphabet. You can make up an alphabet, a Latin alphabet, you can act Persian. Arabic, any alphabet. I can say Ashur is without talking about acceptable. If you only need that Ashur is only modest, then there's room to say that. Okay, so that's by the tagging, the accepted opinion is the Shulchan says, you're not allowed to put in tagging. Because we hold against those who ship any. The Nikra then, the get is good without talking. And we don't have any Mud Yilad and the Dorus of Rishakim that they didn't have time. How do you deal with the Marmot that on Shabbat? It says in favors that if you write, two times on Shabbos, you're not chai unless you put tagim. But the Markai works on it. The Markai, that Hakkot Ashri, on the first page of the Rosh, refers you to the Markai, the first page of the Markai, and he says, Dami Shaitan understood that that Gemara in Shabbos is talking about a fellow who's writing and filling the Zud on Shabbos, not his writing letter to his friend. And he wrote the two words here. He's writing filling the Zud. The Markai is not there. How? the pages of my edition, St. Thomas, the first gospel, which says that pay on the date. I mean, Mark says, Nimsa Santa Matila, and I'll give a shame. But that's where this Angosa Shri comes from, fasting, they are children. The whole story. Because the Gemara is Eric Abayna that says you have to have tagging. So how do you deal with that Gemara? He said he don't need tagging. He said he don't need tagging for rent. Yeah, so why don't you have it for from 11 to the Shabbos? He says, the Sefer HaShulchan Aruch Kosta, the Adiud HaAbayna, the Gemara Sefer HaShabbos, you still have the right to say the term. Or in another place, he's demonstrating, let's say, he's demonstrating what the Shabbos to say the term is like. But he needs the tagging, if he's not going to put the tagging in, it's going to be a lack of, well, that's my shabbos, because we need to write, right? And I use that deep tagging. The Shem gives over there rather a suggestion of how to deal with it more. Because it's written as something for the evening. The old work has that, how do you deal with that more? Here, on the assumption, like we said in the Shulchan Aruch, that we don't allow you, the Hatsum, we don't permit you to put tagging in again. So, no, no, I'll give you a lot of people, they're talking about that. What about the years, sorry? A lot of Rishon hold that Mukha Kvil, even though the marker for the requirement of Mukha Kvil is to stop some Sifa Kano, should be pretty, and that really only makes sense when it starts to lose the Zuda. Rishon needs a mitzvah. If you take Sifa Kano, you need proof. If you don't have Mukha Kvil, so the whole thing starts to lose the Zuda will be possible. So a group of Rishon, so a whole group of Rishon says that Tommy is in, if they start to lose the Zuda, it doesn't apply to a get. And other Rishon said no. That definitely applies to a gift. If you have oisias and that no goes, that's not called enough. That's not called enough. There are also two versions why. The Sadhu Shem says, because that's the definition of the host, has to be moved into the field. Other Shem say, not the definition of the host. If you have letters that are touching, so a lot of people won't be able to read it. A lot of Europeans have this style, the right in Hebrew, all the letters are connected. And if you don't know how to read in handwriting, you can't figure out what it is, you can't figure out the signature, you can't figure out what the person wrote. There are two versions, the Shmuel and the Nezik, both these two versions. The Shulchan Aruch says, well, people should be machmir, not to have it again. Even though you don't commit people to be machmir on the Tagim, and again, but we are not Melo Hatzila, not that most of the programs will do. So the Mishmol has two versions about this. What if you have a letter that goes to the end of the page? That's not the Kalpa of Surah Sa'id. Maybe I should say that's a special thing. Who can feel special thing only for the Kalpa of Surah? But it's not the Kalpa of Surah Sa'id. Maybe I should say no, that even that Melo Hatzila has two versions of each other. Even going with the long cloth to the end of the page also, you should not allow the Hatzila again, because the definition of the Hatzila is called a Tarkula, you just can't be touching each other. Usually, along the Master, say for example, if you have it on the Philip Luzer, then you have to have Steve of Yisidron. Say Shema Yisrael. So you have to first write the Shin, and then write the Mem, then write the Ayin. And if you wrote the Parshas of the Philip Luzer, and you realize that you made a mistake, you can't correct it later, because if you erase the letter and correct it, let's say spell Shema with an Aleph, you already finished the next line. So you can't correct the Aleph and erase it to make an Ayin, because it was turned out that the rest of the letters were written before you wrote the Ayin. The letters don't have to be written at all. So there is a discussion in Shulchan Aruch, what if you wrote the Torah, there is no such thing. But some of the Zuzah, there's a requirement that typically is different. What if you wrote the fill in the Zuzah, all the letters you said, right? But that is correct, that there was a Negiya. The Mem and the Ayin, Shema Yisrael, are touching each other, and that's impossible. So you're lacking Mukhav. So there's a discussion of Shulchan Aruch, can you scratch out the Negiya in order to be Masha, fill in the Zuzah, but you accept the stock in the following, that we only require Kisidron for the Ksiva, we don't require Kisidron for the Hashem of the Zia. So it depends, whether the Shema, Shin, and Ayin, and then the Ayin are touching. So if it's touching in such a way that it's hard to figure out what it says, the Gemara says when you have a suffix on the word, on a letter, you have to have a Ksiva from a Chakam of a Ksiva, both the letters. So the Gemara says it's in a case of a unit of all of them, it's the exact same letter. It all depends if it's very short, then it's good. It's a little longer than it's above, it's a little longer than it's above. That's the only time you've ever had that yet, you need to have a high quality. Well, you're also allowed to mention about the Ashma and the men of the Ayin HaTashim. Then he just continues on the Chakon HaTit, and he says, I see Shin and Ayin. He sees us as reading letters. And then the Gita is not already mentioned in the Kapal of the Suicide. But then the Bikui and the Dori, here's a little look, it's the drunk, you just have a Fatlus. The men of the Ayin are not kosher yet. You and Shin Reish, Alam, Mam, and Shmai, Sarim, and Shem, Achol, the next, the rest of the Suicide is already has the Hashem. The two atheist men and I is again in the Hampshire of Ekkid Mill after the following atheist, but that's not a problem, so like you did. You don't require consistent in the Hampshire of atheist, but just like consistent in the Ksiba suicide atheist. So if the men and the Ayin have such a heavy idea that the Tinnik of the Hakkad atheist wouldn't be able to recognize it easily, that it's two different letters than an Ayin, then the atheist is a nil-tubus, so like you. But if it's only a light media, the apostles, because it's lacking Book of Bill, because it didn't really miscalculate, it wasn't really miscalculated, it's socialized, and then we say that then you can be machadized years later, and that wouldn't pose a problem of Shalom Yusidra. But that's why they get also the equivalent like that. The Havikul, we should be careful not to have any other case that are not in the But the Yezid, the Shat of Kach, they discuss it, so how the Yezid says that would be. How much of the Shant of Kach is that we have often needed to be in the rest. So if you have when push comes to shove, you have a deep Shant of Kach. So we were talking that if the rest is touching in a way, two letters are touching in a certain way, that it seems could really be recognized as the two letters. So you don't, say you don't have the letters. So if it's a crucial word, a lot of the words in the get are irrelevant. Even if the word is fluffy, you can't figure out what it says touch or anything. But a lot of the words are part of the third, the third is equal part of the gift. So if the letters can't be not learnable, but then we would pass to by the gift. Because that lack of book of bill is not solid in a book of bill, it's by the third. And two of the sisters, that means you don't have to do it, so it's not good. So again, so if you should assume that the major mathematics is very shining, where the book of bill carries over the gift. For the simple reason is my left here in the middle of all the letters are connected. All the letters on each line are connected, and the letters from first line to the second line to the third line to the fourth line, the sign is connecting all of them also. And then the mail is not a problem. Even if you will cut out all the paper in between the table to table, and then sheet to sheet, but you'll have all of the letters will be connecting. So you can't bring it. So that's not going to be a problem, I'll say forever. Again, if you hold that there's no need to move a bill in a guest, and then you interpret the Urya, all the letters are connected. If you hold, like the other shirt, then move a bill possible by guest, not only the first one and the other, possible by guest also. So then the other shirt would say, well, what does that mean that the letters are touching? The ink is touching one line to the other, ink is touching, and it's no good. You need to look up bill, they give it again. Urya just means, it is his wife, all of the ink, and all of the blank paper that's beneath and below the ink. If they take the table, you just have a tiny little empty space. And that means not getting even like that. If you have a table, then you have a big space. So he wants all the big spaces, he wants the she should cut out and give it back. So the Gemara says, if all the lines on the Urim means I have the top of the Lamed goes up high. So the down on the upper lawn, you have either a hay or a fez. An open space on the bottom. And you have a lamed on the bottom line that goes inside the box of the hay or the fez. Not touching the ink. The ink is not touching, but they're both moving the field. But that's how the other shot in place is run the Ura. If you have the head of the lamed, the rosh of the lamed goes into a hay or a fez. Or you have a long chav, a long pay, and the regular of the long cup and the regular of the final pay goes down into the top of the tent, which is open on top, just like the chet and the hair open on the bottom, so the tent is open on top. So if you have, and the husband is giving his wife all of the ink, all of the paper that's below the ink. So if they take the paper, then sheet over sheet off, but there's a big empty space, and take all the paper, then he wants all that paper back. But the little spaces in between, he does want that. Again, the word was, he wants to think, in fact, he wants to use that piece of parchment as a piece of paper, as a bookmark or something. they were the same big things affecting much of that. Yeah, but finding it in Spain is not asking for that fact. So the Russians, so you're going to have the Uriah, so also, you'll cut it out, it'll be like a paper cut. Everything will be connected. It doesn't mean the Uriah that the ink is touching, all the ink is touching each other. It means the Uriah that you have the lamin goes up and the half of the final paper is done. And if you cut everything out, everything will be connected. So this paper now, it's all on one side of the page, is this paper now. The Rosh says, that's not the problem. So what was Vayirapapa? What is Rapapa's son? Vayirapapa and Shiva and Shiva and Taylor and Taylor and I take why is that subject? What is the subject? Whether the Harim is about Yerushalim? It's not on Yerushalim. It's not only a problem by Amir. The paper that's below the ink, he is giving to the wife. He's only keeping the paper thing, saying Shita with Shita. And if the lines don't have a Ura, whatever Ura means, comes to the Shas and the Vedas. If the first line says, when the third line, I'm not Ura to do it, so then you might have sure it's not good. That's not Mishloshes part. That's not Mishloshes part. So what is the topic? If it is not Ura, maybe it's still not Mishloshes part. If it doesn't. A papa doesn't explain what the Shemesh is talking about. What is the mother of the suffering? I remember when we were learning Hilchos Tefillah in Yeshiva, so in Shulchan Aruch, among our own, had the machlokes, the idea is that the Bayis Shavu always has to be the Orech. The Orech. So what does it mean, Orech? So today the machmer that you have to take one piece of leather and stretch it out so much, very hard to do, stretch it out, to have four different buttons going up and down and up and down to be able to insert the four parishes in each one of the four buttons. The four sections.
From the top and from the
bottom. We insert the parishes into the four openings, but the whole four sections have to make one piece of leather. That's a homer. Today is popular, everybody is redacting from the Orecha. Years ago it was very difficult. Now they have Hingri. It's very hard to do, it's probably going to be. So the common practice was used to use different pieces of parchment and glue them together. So the Shadow was, talking around that is a good thing, but are they together? If you have different, separate pieces of parchment from different animals, let's say, but you glue them together, does that make it ever? It's not called the Orecha or not. So somebody asked, how can you say that that's called the Orecha? Everybody would make a lot of ideas about that, that's called the Orecha. I can see the Orecha again, it's in this paper, and it's not just one piece of paper, the whole gift is written on one piece of paper. But because the husband is retaining ownership of the Shita the Shita, the Gemara says it's a lack of Orecha, the husband is basically this paper, the most time is supposed to come. It's not called the Orecha, even though it's not Mish. One piece of paper, it's one piece of parchment. You see, Mamish Mokim's parchment is not called Echor, because I keep the parchment in between. So if you have different pieces of the parchment that you glue together, it's certainly not called the Echor. That's the Kasha that they get. The observation just pointed out, this is part of the different din of Sefer Echor. Like Tejus quoted the Mishnah Sefer, I'm not his test. If you write Kasha Kasha on the side of our Sefer, if you write the Shuas on the side of two different pieces of the parchment, that's no good. He's not here with one piece of parchment, but he's only marking that to the wife, the parchment that's under the ink, under the writing, and the big empty space is in between the first line and second line, and the second line and third line. So he's really making 12 different hakdolas to the wife. He's marked on the first line, marked on the second line. Usually, you give a piece of paper, you mark the whole piece of paper, it's one mysterious again, it's one hakdolas again. Here, he's making 12 different hakdolas. But in between every line, he's retaining for himself. So that's why the Gemara thought that this for sure is no good. You have to have one to see it. Not so much. Because it's Sefer Eber, what does it mean Sefer Eber? It's written on two pieces of parchment. That's called two different decenas. So the gift has to be with one decenas. Even if he gives us the right to get there on one piece of paper, he has another piece of paper. Give both pieces of paper to us. That's also not good. You see, marking two different pieces of paper. So here is one piece of parchment, but he's marked only the first line, the second line, the third line, and in between, And sheep to the sheep that he keeps for himself. He's really doing 12 different decisions on one gift. Okay, 12 different decisions. I'm not for sure that's not good. The mercy is only time in this room to be the super, but three of us in Mahuri. If it's all connected, so say whatever it is, and still wrap up out of the stomach. So that's the person who was the stomach. Why should it be good? If it's Mahuri, should it be good? Try to figure out what was the take of why the mother is going to do it. That's why the Lusha, Boy Rami Baba, what the Dittin in the Mishnah says, that the husband writes to get a Yad for Eben, or a Yad for Eben, so the Makoy is not annoying. But here says, when he holds, and you have to have Zunyan to say the second parchment, so if you write a Yad, and learn from the Father, that's not acceptable. And he passes it into it, if you write a Yad for Eben. But you have to be not in love, and if you write not caring so far, you have to be not in love so far. So the Gemara has a shayla, this Eved has, he is going to make a mark on the Eved, everybody knows this Eved belongs to this person. He has a lot of our Jack, this is his servant. We know that this Eved can only go to the husband. Boy, you want me back home, and how he looks like in the Eved, she will show up. We know for the last 10 years, this Eved, a Canadian is the servant of the husband. And then the husband wrote the gift on Yahweh, and the gift on Yahweh, and the gift on Yahweh, and the gift on Yahweh. So now that the wife is walking around, she wants to be married. So we tell the wife, hey, wait a minute, you were married for the last 10 years. How do you have a right to be married? She says, no, my husband wants to win the gift. The day to the sunrise, the woman will hold on to the gift, day to the mark. So the woman says, here's the gift. So she has Jack the other, and the other has the whole gift, Miss Navazon. Yes. But if the husband will come out of his service with the wife and will say, you stole my evidence, can't the husband insist? You have to give him back the evidence. Usually assume that the top one is, if I'm, well, let's say, I have your Gemara, and I have your name on the Gemara in the first place, and I have your countenance on the side, and I claim that you stole it. So usually assume, Chazoke, Kamashatak, Kizrat, Nareh Shalom. When it comes to doctrine, even though it's clear, you can prove that you were the Marakam, everybody knows. And this Gemara used to belong to you, it was clear you can't write it. But if I claim that they sold it to me, so I can keep it, unless it's from Asif Lahashav of Aske. Let's say, Gemara, last time I went, I had to add the views and someone else would be married. So if it's a story that's Asif Lahashav of Aske here, then I cannot claim. Kandok and Komashav Tatlan Marish Shaloi. I can't claim that because it's a simple explanation. Again, you don't have to assume that I stole it. He probably gave everybody permission. Whoever wants to use his Gemara, he doesn't say. See, it is such a shaila by karka is injured, that if you can prove that you were the Marakamba, then and I'm living on your karka, and I say that I bought it from you. So if I cannot prove that I'm living on the karka, we as the Corona has to stop laughing, so the Marakamba gets back the karka. But by metaphorism, there is no requirement that you have to have the 3 years. By metaphorism, we don't have to have to come out of the matter in Shalom. Unless it's from a sin, how should I ask it? Unless it's a pot. A lot of the times you lend a pot that you can't make it to cook. Or you lend garam out. If the garam should not ask it, then the garam can't get to that. So the shaman is, what about an edit? The husband did, like he said, the mission, he wrote the edit. He gets, oh, you have an edit. So how does the wife prove that she's from Bereshit today? So she says, I have a guest at the Eved. Yeah, and the husband will have a tutorial with the wife, the husband will get the Eved back. So she doesn't have, there's no Shtar Ryan. She doesn't have a Shtar Ryan. She can't prove that the Eved belongs to her. That's why we're only about this question. But it was not convention. We showed our leader for the last 10 years. This time belongs to the husband. And again, this comes from the way it says in the Mishnah, and the wife is walking up to the Eved. She said, my husband divorced me, he gave me the Eved, and this is my Shtar Raya. She wants to get to serve as the Shtar Raya for the Gershon. Mom, what is this? Me, I mean, do we have the right to assume Akhmari, Akhmari law, that the husband wants to give her the get, and the get can serve as the Shtar Raya? But he don't know now, maybe the Eved walked on his own. But perhaps, who may not say I am the other, walked on his own into the Isha's home. And there is no people in the Isha on the Eved Because by the time people can walk down the road, so the mele is no star running. It's good for a star, a kid. If you have any material will testify that the husband took the other and gave it to the wife and says, I'm entering either. So if you have any will testify, the husband goes to the wife, fine. So you don't need a star running. But if you don't have any material, you're going to rely on the fact that the woman is not going to get it. One of them is told the other. First, you have to know that the piece of paper on which you get the drift belongs to her. So if you get the drift on a piece of paper, that's the top one. The top one is, Hazak Kamash Tatan Harishoi. She says in Serbia, and before, she has pieces like that, and you have to serve as a star right. But if you have a live animal that can walk by itself, you haven't had a time to walk on his own. So the Gemara says, Shaila, well, that can that serve as a star right? If the woman doesn't have a piece of tashtar, I'll be in there, you know. So that's who's talking, that's brought by Rabbi Baham, in the asking question. All my rather than what is in the discussed that way, Sashi Yahoo is vital. And they write what they wrote in ink and have an edit. They can easily erase it and rewrite something else with it. So Sashi Yahoo is vital, it's not good as a Shariah, it's good because our kids, if you hold like our mother today, they need spirit characters, you don't need book of me to live. If you hold like our mayor, they need a spirit character. So where Sashi Yahoo is vital can't even serve as a Shariah. Because every star kingdom works because the first serves as a star right. That's what Rabbi asked. What he had discussed. The whole thing should be known. It's like the Sashi on the disciple. I can serve the star right. Great thing Rabbi in it. So what about the Mishnah? Will be Rabbi. But it does say in the Mishnah, because it's Rabbi, I think it's not supposed to have it. As much as that first day, it's not a kash. The Shlaim of the Mishnah is not a kash on Rabbi, and the Mishnah is made into the world. You don't need that again. It should serve as a star right. But Rami Bacham will be asking the third Shariah. If the woman can't prove that the other is hers, then maybe he cannot serve as the Shariah. So the Moshe can't serve anyway as the Shariah. He can always erase the ink and rewrite something else over there. So Sashi Yom is not going to serve as the Shariah. So the Moshe says, no, that's not a kash. So Rami Bacham and Rami don't kash. If you understand where Rami Bacham is coming from, why is this so big? Well, it's good. Why should he say it? He should have said it's probably nothing to discuss because it's Kashi off of the side. So the Moran says, no, we're talking about Kshoda Kaka. He put it as a tattoo, and you can't erase it. It's not erasable. So that's a Kshoda Kaka off of the side. So the Moran says, well, what can say like that? I should go to the office and say like that. We don't need to interpret the definition that says, Kshoda Kaka off of the side. God allows the head is good if you don't have this admission only goes like a buzzer and you can even get the agency and it's told on the assumption that you don't need any of the indicting. You said admission is also talking about the other car. Fine, okay. First parenthetically, it just goes into a little bit of the discussion on the prohibition of Kselva Kak. Komish prohibits Jewish people from making a Kselva Kak on the skin. And if you do it, this is an example. And the next period in the market, period of the market, is not a problem. I'm sure there's a name like I like it. One makes it says, the cocky gets knocked. The last is similar to the start, so that you should believe the last one, see them get knocked. This is my boy, you got the knock, you never make any tattoo. This is my boy, you got the knock, and each tattoo is the eager, shoot for some people that is very popular. Shimon is only a thing. It's only like if you write a shame out of his door on the end. So if you just write anything other than Shem HaVizor, you wouldn't be going again. The Pashtus is perhaps a part of Shem, maybe an Isha Zeraita, maybe an Isha Zerapala, or anything else. So he's very Makrish, I think, seems concerned that an Isha Zeraita is the right one thing, but just like the Iker, Shem HaShomikra goes on writing Shem HaVizor. Like a Hanukkah of Shem HaVizor, it's not that you like it, you write anything, but an Isha Zeraita is the right one. This says in the Nisa de Rabbanon, Gemara Dema, Lucas Amaroyim, is the Nisa de Rabbanon, if a person has a wound, and put it to heal the wound, they'll put yeshus on, and yeshus will somehow stop the bleeding, whatever, it will help have therapeutic value, at least they thought one of the days that Gemara had therapeutic value, but it's going to leave a big black scar, and it's going to be like a black dye on his skin for a long, long time. So the Gemara has an operation over there. Is there a bit of Rabbanon of Tzadik Karakanda? The one opinion is not that there's no issue of Tzadik Karakanda. My cousin will have a problem. Obviously, people will see that he has a wound and he couldn't have that side of Jesus. That's not Tzadik Karakanda. It's just a marasign of Tzadik Karakanda. It's not in devil that knows that too. Yes, so the laser skin is going to go away. That's going to go away. The tattooing doesn't go away. Even if the ink is, doesn't go away. But this black skin that's caused because of the issue, it is going to go away. So this is the right of the reason. Just a shaykh and I'm right. Is there a marasign of the fact? The one of our own. My cousin was like a son, we are all not son. Interesting, they told me that Rabbi Yoshi was not the opinion that the issue of the right of the service pack is only if he writes in a letter and not with it. If you draw a picture that's only an issue of the Rabbanon, there's no issue of the right, anything other than Christly Roisius. And therefore, he had a whopper of a fool, that's a very big fish. But sometimes the women have a problem that they have to remove a breast. So a lot of women have strong impression that they feel as if they lost their femininity. So the best thing, sometimes the best thing to look for them is to draw a tattoo of the nipple. So that somehow helps them psychologically that they don't fall into depression. So then the shadow sort of cocking them a little bit. So they said that Rabbi Yoshi said that he has his kiddush, agami kiddush. You know, that his, you're not writing letters, you're just drawing a circle. So that's not an issue of the writing. He said, the Mark McCarthy, James Sakana, that's smoother. You can see the difference about the James Sakana. A woman shouldn't be in such a state of depression. It's a big case. Okay. So we heard that the husband wrote the guest in service car, and he violated the needs of the writer. So the guest is looking to caution. Just because he violated the issue of the right. But he says, if you write the get on the Syria, I'm not wrong. And he gives the get this way, and Mar says, I'm not a sova, I'm not a brush. He's clearly in violation of the issue, I'm not getting it, I'm not. Like this, you have to pay attention to buy a piece of paper to give to his wife. Like this, he knew the reason why I'm not. It's clearly in violation of the Avera. Of the Syria, I'm not still. He gives the get in the violation of an Avera. At the same time, the get discussion with you also. In the violation of the Sotheth Kaka, when he writes the guest, but still he gives the guest, and therefore he's Kosher. So that's getting back again. So we're talking about a gate. The guest is written in Yixal, Shein and Yachol, in Zayeg. Yixal is Ruach Mitzvah, right? And then he opens that. Not only that he wrote on top of this gift. The ink was written, and that's who. If any of them is Zayeg. But we want to know the Shaila is, can this term that the Shaila writing, what's the issue? It's Mughal Mitzvah, and it's Tach, and you know, the Zion, he thought that it's okay, that we should serve as a Shaila writing. But Shaila is, you have to have Jesus Bala Shaila. I'm not Mughal Mitzvah, the Isha has to be holding on to the kid for representative of the Isha, but the Isha gives the kid her father, the author. So the one going out to get to the Isha, so that's called Tzitzit Balashtar. So the Shaila is, this called Tzitzit Balashtar? He's holding out to the get, which is the other kind. And the husband will have to serve with the wife. So with the other kind, he passes, and he has a bar cover. And the other kind, he walks on his own. The Tzitzit and he's saying, Chazok and Ashtachta and Hevashulay. If I say mine, I don't have to prove it anymore, the fact that I'm holding it. But on the air, just like one of the two Mahashal Haskir, so you don't have to watch on top of Mashtaf and Hashem Shalai. The same is true regarding animals that can walk on their own. But that's really good. That was before you wrote the Bachelor, what it did. The more it gets back, you know, my Ali Allah was back again to what it did. So Shmari, Shmari said that it's no good. I'm going to use an animal that can walk on its own. Name is Chazokia. It's not Chazokia, take it from Yad. Not if I'm holding on to your suit. So this is usually not going out to the Mahashra. From the water to the door. I remember once someone came to Washington Heights, the Shabbos from here. And he didn't have a suit. He was in the same side of the city, the bar suit, as 2 years ago. So that was a great thing for us. But normally, the suits in America are not going out to the Mahashra. The story is, John and Bob, right there, sometimes, are going out to the Mahashra. Next time, they do go back there. So an Ebbet, the Ebbet is like a thing that walks on its own. So that's all I've got to say. I've got to say that I can't see this man star. This is on the star. The Hakwada Aedis of the star, I always say that this is on the star. Because that means that she told me after the paper, and she'll win the disparity. She'll say the paper is fine, that's the best paper is. So she'll win the disparity. She'll lose the disparity. But it's an animal that can walk hands off. Tell me more how to do shy. Why are you talking about the Rabisha? Why are you talking about the Rabisha? Oh, the wife had a cat or paper. Everybody would have heard. Or a Tabish on the 8th, or a Tabish on the 12th, whatever it is. And now the gift is written on that top. Well, the husband wrote the gift, and the top, he gave it back to the wife. So the Shaila is, if the husband wrote the gift on the Tabish on the Isha, that's no good. That's what we have on the dollar. But Rachid said, I can pop all the gifts in the world. But the son of our brother said, how do you plan that we have any money? Sitting like on the top of the cross and the top of the cross, and the couldn't be for the opposite. The brother said, why is it? Because she's paying for this car and so on. Said, they were not good, they have to go to the Nazca. And the mother said, oh, she must have done it. He's not giving her anything. So I don't know at all, but we want to be more. If the husband wrote the gift on her piece of paper, that's no good. But he has to give her the gift. If you have any more terms, there's no need. Here the Shaila is, we know that this tava on which the get is written or engraved used to belong to the wife. And obviously they told the wife to give it to the husband, he has the right to get the nation. And then he gave it back to her. So the Shaila is, do we have the right to assume that she really understood fully what the instructions were that they told her? That she has to be marked in the tava to the husband. And he thought she's sending it to the husband, separate, she'll give it to the husband for now. The right to get, and then he's going to give it back, and all the law will go on there. Maybe the woman doesn't fully understand that law, but he's going to sit down and explain to her, like, I'm going to give it back. You have to explain to the doctor, not just making a sale. It's a real sale, and the doctor will not feel. Then we explain to the Isha that the get, the piece of paper has to want to revolve, the block for you is not good, and you have to create underwell, so there's no shy. How does it explain the 1, 2, 3? Do we have the right to assume that the woman understood that the boy is a room in the shack? Psychological stuff on the dog that we should show up. Get those brother marrying it from the top of your dog. The husband gives the gift to the watching. They didn't see her watching. The husband gives the gift to the wife. Do we have the right to assume Mahu? The other thing I'm clear, I'm so late. Do we have the right to assume the woman or the wife understood what her role is? She has to be marked in the pants to the husband, the problem, and then going to be marked in the back. Maybe he should be on the back, maybe the woman didn't really fully understand. Maybe she thought that she'll lend it, she'll be marshal with her husband. And the right to get it, and that'll be satisfactory. Because Mars Marshall, he wants to start Shema, they call it Nishma from Aedis. Because from Aedis, that time is set over another testimony. Abu Hay, the time was mentioned in the previous Mishma, there's another Aedis. Who was the time that was mentioned in the previous Mishma? Rashi writes Rebuted and Bob. I don't know. He looked in the Mishnah in the previous condition, it's not Rebuted and Bob. It's a different one. Look, there's a Tirish on Mishnah in the Rabba, and Haiti is a very big Mishnah. He says that Mishnah Gimel is Apple Kane goes on the time in the Mishnah space. An earlier time, way before Rebuted and Bob. I don't know why Rashi wrote Rebuted and Bob. So it says that a balance told our story that in a little village, on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, there was an elderly gentleman there who was a safer for all the people in the town. They didn't know how to write, he didn't know how to write. And he used to lend them money, and they would give him shtari raya. He would write the shtari raya on his paper. He had to pay the pay. If the people don't have rights, they're not going to have paper now, they're not going to have question. He was the safer in the city, he didn't know how to write. So he wrote the shtari halakha that they all get money. He wrote the story all on his piece of paper, and he got witnesses to sign it. He might write story all on, but the leader's going to authorize to write it, right? It was adopted on the fact that adopted on the fact that organization was annoyed that the end don't have the right to sign the story, but still, there was a car company that started his line on the door, and I had a model of all they had for him. He used to lend money to them. The question is about is the right to story how one not in the paper, but here, because we got other people to stop by and get their thoughts on the sky. And the question was, is that acceptable? That the mother writes the star novel on his own paper? Because the star novel has to be written on the paper that belongs to the writer, not the paper that belongs to the novel. But why does it never come here? She moved. The rabbi said, and sometimes said, the rabbi said that that's his spirit, that's what it says in the mission. So the Mari asked, how can it be good? Well, we have the passing in Yeria, but the novel was told in the fluent that his cousin is going to come to the city on our clothes, right? We thought that that long and long he was going to conquer the whole of Eretz Israel. And all the other things worthless at that time. So the Navi was committed by God's law. He has to purchase the field from his brother, from his cousin, and pay the full amount of money. And if you get a document that testifies that the field is his, I'm absolutely worthless. No, because the God's law was only going to be in 70 years. And after the God's law was over, he has another year to live so long, but his children and grandchildren will come back there and soon and get back this field. And you should. And he commanded to write two stories. Sefer Goli and Sefer Chosid. Sefer Goli is the starting on one side of the page. That's called the Get Poshut. Everything on one side. And then he was told to make a Sefer Chosid. A Sefer English Chosid that showed up, that sealed. That's called the Shtar Kushet. He ran a couple of lines, and he pulled it over, and he sewed it up, and then the eight signs on the back. And he ran another couple of lines, he pulled it over on a blank, and another eight signs on the back. He has a minimum of three. Aiken starting on a guest in Kusha. So the passage says, the Lokin has Sefer HaNikne, that Yirmi HaNavi should take from his cousin is going to feel, he should take the Sefer HaNikne. The Sefer HaNikne is the Shtar Kinyan. The Shtar Lokin is going to be playing in the character. So the Moria in Darshanin is the word of written, Sefer HaMakne. But the piece of paper has to belong to the one who's selling the field. If the cipher in the Ramiya, the cipher in this Mishnah Adiyah, the cipher was an Alvin. And the star had to be written by the writer. The writer had to be written by the writer. The writer had authorized the writing of the star. So the piece of paper should really belong to the writer. It requires paper on Machina. The reader plus the paper on Nitman. The more is interpreting as if it has the connotation of Sefer HaMakna, that the piece of paper should belong to the Dasam of Christ. So over there, the Dasam of Christ was the cousin from the city of Asos. Here, the Dasam of Christ is going to be the Lovet. So how did the rabbi approve of such a thing? The Sefer has a pen of paper for it. It tells Dasam of the city of Hanarai, they were illiterate. They didn't have any paper, so the Sefer was running in his piece of paper. I'll be the Sefer HaMakna of Alexa, so the answer obviously is. But the Sefer was probably before he wrote the Shtar Al-Gorah upon the organization of the Leiter in the Dasam Messiah, he would first be marked with a piece of paper to the Leiter. So just like over there in the Mishnah Navy, we assume, Elash is not the actually marked for the we assume that the Ma'al would be marked with a piece of paper to the Leiter, and then it would be okay to write the Shtar Al-Gorah. But would they not be able to get the forget? Right? It was not even about the Seashell at all. We know that the pen and paper belongs to the wife, and we should assume that the wife was marked and told the wife, they have to give it to the husband. So she understood it, so she gave it to the husband, and he was to get it and gave it back to her. So why did Rami come on that list of it? Did he know that Mishnah lady? So why am I running the law of Mishnah? Sometimes we might have looked against the number of them as the Mishnah Mishnah, so the Mishnah said it couldn't be that they forgot the Mishnah. Must be that they knew the Mishnah, they had a different interpretation, and the general consensus was that it's a deal, that they didn't like his interpretation. But over here, Rabbi Barthol is mistook about it is. The answer is here, the Jewish Mishnah, an atheist. And the Mishnah says, no, that's not a sign against Rabbi Barthol. My Kusha, no, the Lord is shining, the other last week. The doctrine of Rabbi Barthol is parallel. He knew what it is, that the piece of paper upon which the star was written has to belong to the Leiter. So since he was this, that's a different prolific, he was a cipher. In all the dinam of Sabbath, he knows he read Shtar, piece of paper has to belong to the Dasam of Chai, who authorized the writing of the Alpikin. But the writing of the Shtar, I love you, only by the woman, that's Rami Baba himself. Maybe the woman is not sufficient, maybe women are not sufficiently learned, and if you don't explain it well enough to the woman, maybe you have to be concerned that that is a lack of safe harmony. Here in the bottom And the bottom page is the page of the famous comment that we already discussed. Praises comes up with the Kiddush that the only time the Gemara has this halacha of Sefer HaMikne, which means passion is literally written, Sefer HaMakne, that it is the paper has to belong to the Zatar of Chayim, that's only when you're dealing with the Shtar Din. If you're dealing with Shtar Rayah, then there's no requirement for the Sefer HaMikne. That's Kiddush number one. And assumption number two, they're assuming that a Shtar Halacha is only a Shtar Rayah, it's not a Shtar Din. That was really the makhlukes that we had on the Kiddush on the base, that it had the two versions, but it was the Chazon Shulchan. The Rav Lozer argues with Rav Meir, Rav Lozer is Shtar Kinyan, you don't need any Hasimah, it's a position of faith. It's a recursive, but if it was in a Shtar Raya, even Rav Lozer would agree that if you don't have any Hasim, you don't have a Shtar Raya. Rav Meir's opinion is that every Shtar Kinyan works. The mechanics of the Shtar Kinyan is because it serves as a Raya. I gave the right to the other person. If I owe him money, so this causes that I owe him the money. I gave him a right that I gave my house. So this accomplishes that the house belongs to him. But even Rav Lozer agrees that he's talking about the right, of course you need it. Because if you have to make a husband, so there's no shtai. So the basis on him on the day, not to opinion. They were nice to say, they like more that opinion than a shtar alvara that accomplishes even a husband does so because it's a shtar king. This says it all, yes, it says it all that a star on whether it's accomplishing Shiva husband, from the third star. I mentioned that the net view is done, and it's true that Shiva Sia plucks this out. And it says it's not like it. You know, that different places and different senses, those senses that are represented in the Shiva. You have sometimes different senses, and you have two different places and different topics, represent Shiva Chavuk. And the Chavuk Rasman also points out. And then he used some of the 200 years before with the Rabbanan Master. So it's not point that this Amalek is in place. Why is the first assumption of faith is also not so partial? The first assumption of faith was that the requirement for Sefer HaMakne, that the piece of paper has to belong to the Zatam Sky, won't apply in the case of a Shtar Kinyan. And the Shtar Raya is no need for Sefer HaMakne. Why? Why they assume that? How do they know that that's so, because that's so close? And remember, when we were learning these places around somebody, she thought that Tosha is meant to say that you have, what's the definition of Tisha Baal Shtar? What does it mean to see as a Shtar? He thought when you have a Shtar Raya, the Tisha, the Dachan Shtar, right, the Shtar, then you give it to the Baal Shtar is one of the women who pretended to be in the over. And when he has Tisha Baal Shtar, that's when the king is Nashar takes the veil. If it's a Shtar Kinyan. If it's a Shtar Raya, that's when it gives the Hagar Zayin. Chol Ham not giving the Baal Shtar, it's not Hagar Zayin. That would be my discussion. When the Chazak and the other Jews, Shtar O, and if the husband will have the Shtar with the wife, that will also be evidence, the husband will win. So can you consider the wife as having a Tzitz of Baal Shtar? If she can't hold on to the other, the husband will have a Mahut Pekis, the husband is not here. So the God will be here, and they can determine that the right and only man he wants back the other, don't get it back, he wins. So the God is saying, okay, the Gemara says that's not called Jesus Balashtar, so it cannot serve as a Shtara. See, Jesus Balashtar. So the Taisha seems to be assuming, the first premise seems to be that Jesus Balashtar, as far as the Shtara is concerned, just means I gave the other person a right. I gave him a right. I don't have to give my piece of paper. If you would hold like a mayor, that every chazimah kachli, that every Shtar Kinyan, the mechanics of every Shtar Kinyan is, by virtue of the fact that I gave you a ride that we married, that causes that we became married, by virtue of the fact that I gave my wife a ride and we divorced, you now prove that we divorced and we just became divorced. So then, probably, when they would say the same thing, on every Shtar Kinyan. Every Shtar Kinyan, the definition of peace in Palestine is, that I give my rights. I gave the rights, that's good. The Gemara is developing the thing of Sefer HaMakne, that the piece of paper has to belong to the Das and his friend, and he has to give it over to the other one. That's it, you know, like Rav Lozer, the mysterious question. You don't have to give over, you don't have to be Matsus Raya the Yadashem. It just is, you have a Sefer HaMakne, getting sure it's a requirement to not be Brahmaita, you have to have fear from his name. From all other stories, it's not the Brahmaita, just right, so I'm going to say, look at that. So I'm going to give you a look at that. I'm going to give you a look at that. also zero dvamish there are the passion not in the fight. You don't say Krishna Bhai we see that he needs zero dvamish there. A stark illusion, no one so you need to say we have a little stark illusion. So if I get you need that. And my boy is not the line, but we have a right to assume that that's what he meant. He didn't yad, even if he didn't write it, it's Mashallah Mirtha's given Mirtha's other people that didn't even yad. The Vaishnak Nish is not required a day. The Vaishnak Nish is like any other style, just means Sipra Mait. So when I write Sipra Mait, I take the paper and I give it over to the other person. What do you mean I give it over? What's the definition of the Sina? So the Sina means Sipra Amakna. The paper belongs to Sipra Amakna, see you? But whatever I'm giving up, I'm not the Sarai, the Arashemi. That's not the Sarai. That itself is called the Sivu Sashtam. But that's a big kiss. The first premise of this is the same. It's a big kiss. That by storing Rai, there's no requirement to say Ramatna. There's no requirement that it should belong to the Belgian side. And then it should follow that according to our Neir, the Devi Star King works by serving first in the Star Rai. So I will never believe in the Dina Say Ramatna. Every Star has to start off as a Star. And it's Harani. So the whole deal of Sefer HaMak is only a crime for a bloodlust. That's just the way that the whole deal of the Kibbutz. He limited it to the Chidish. The bottom person has these two assumptions. Assumption number one, that by Shtarai, there's no requirement for the Sefer HaMak. And assumption number two, that Shtori HaMora, that accomplished Shin and Hussein, is the first Shtarai, not the first Shtarai. And that second assumption is in contradiction to the main opinion of the Persian, but he wrote the Sabine. So the Akhwani pointed to that. And he was going to say, Ela Mara Ravne Hapa, Ravne Hapa, he pushed Ravne Hapa, Ravne Hapa, from the Zin, from the Mishnah, and the end of Olaska. So when we have it tomorrow, we'll try to go through the Zin. It's a little top text, of course, the Makhwani is Rashi, they're up in town. I don't understand how the word is true without two faith and without what is he talking about. There's a big tension with this. He never once discussed it. The research in the proof today is on the hour, which is close to the Sandy Ram Hospital. A leader is there now. There's more light there about Gorm and Nixon Babir. That's important. So tomorrow, we'll be better. We'll try to cover that. They are right.
Did anyone catch that one as well? Should I call this the same? Rafi's enough,
I'm going to try
calling you twice. In Vienna.
What? You called me? Okay. All
right.
Yeah, we're done.
We're
going to
Mark
right now. You want to go Mitzvah
now? Yeah, I'll take Mark.
And if you're going to be a sign of the order, and
sure.